producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Sorry. Okay, good. I'm almost done with my cold. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Hey, come on. I just got back from Florida. Okay, I should have completely been relieved of my cold. Although, man, I have got a lot of mosquito bites on me. And I don't think I got Zika. Nobody was worried out there. Nobody's really, you know, worried. This, oh my gosh. The more you look, the more you count. You don't realize you got them until they itch. You want to blow me? Blows my mind about mosquito bites. I didn't see the mosquito on me. All right, I was in Florida. It was for the talk show boot camp conference. Don Anthony's The Morning Mouth. Okay, so I was there, and because I got a big mouth, and it was in Fort Lauderdale. And Fort Lauderdale, I gotta tell you guys, okay, when you go to Fort Lauderdale, you need to go to Fort Lauderdale as a tourist. Don't go there to visit family. Because I've been there a few times, and it was to visit, you know, my husband's elderly, you know, parents or family or funeral, and we never had time to hit the beach, okay, or hit their resort corridors. Well, this was the first time I got to go and act like a tourist, okay, because I wasn't seeing family, and wow. Now, mind you, remember, I live in Las Vegas, okay? We are like the resort corridor capital of the world. When you see the Florida beaches and Fort Lauderdale, wow. And I was really afraid that I was going to be older and there was going to be all the college kids there and I was going to feel old. No, not at all, because we were right before spring break. So I was really impressed, although I am itching like crazy. So we decide to, I hit the Walmart, okay? You know, whenever you go shopping, okay, here's my thing. I was walking down the stores of the boulevard, Las Olenas or something. Okay. And there were some really pretty tops that I thought would look really good over my bathing suit. But the problem is when you're a tourist, you spend twice as much. And I was like, oh, no, it's going to cost too much. So I told my husband, we got to go and hit a Walmart. He's like, why? Because I want to get that bathing suit cover, you know, because I got to cover things up now. I know y'all think that I can run around in a bikini. I can. It's just nobody wants to look at me. So I have to wear a cover up. So we decided to hit the Walmart, and Walmart did not have the cover up, the same cover up as the tourist areas. I was like, wait, because, you know, when you go to Hawaii, a big trick of the trade is you go to Costco or you go to Walmart in Hawaii, and you could get the same macadamia chocolate-covered nuts or the same little tchotchkes that you could bring back as souvenirs there at Walmart or Costco. In fact, you could even buy them here, you know, in the mainland. But anyway, I'm in Fort Lauderdale. So I go there once, okay? Then I realized I forgot to pack underwear completely. No underwear. And I'm like, well, I could just wear my bathing suit the whole time. But the problem is the bathing suit, you got a lot of elastic. And it's really uncomfortable. A lot of you guys get elastic rashes, especially for those of us more inclined to lupus and immunological type things. If I have elastic on me, like Spanx, I will be in hives for days. There's something where if I'm just wearing my, I don't know, and trust me, I was at a talk show conference. So I was in Spanx trying to look all good and skinny, and that didn't really work out too well. So anyway, then I had to go back to Walmart a second time to get some underwear. And that was it. That was basically it. Yeah, I'm not going to go to Frederick's. Please. Come on, it was a family trip with the kids. I'm not going to buy fancy underwear. So I did. Yeah, I went and got the Joe Boxers or the Hanesaways, ran in, and then we got some food, you know, because it was cheaper to eat at Walmart, right? And then we got some of that, and then, you know, got some fruit, you got some Florida oranges at Walmart. It was great. It was a real, real good trip. But I gotta tell you, there is something so, okay, I grew up in California. So the beaches are different in California than they are in Florida. Much different, attitude. It's, I don't know what it is. Okay, so California, beautiful beaches, beautiful scenery, but the water is cold. Okay, so your water, your Pacific water is colder. When you're down in Florida, because obviously a lower latitude, warmer beaches, but also the sand isn't hot. I don't understand that. In California, you cannot walk on the sand barefoot. Yet in Florida, you can. I don't get that. So in California, people are meaner. They just seem to be, get the hell out, you know, get out of my way. Are you recycling that? You know, I'm paying a lot of taxes, so I'm grumpy. Yet Florida was different. I'm not saying this to make fun of California. I was born in California. Okay, so it's Raiders all the way, and, you know, I just love Hollywood, and, okay, I love California, but I gotta tell you, people on the beaches are different. Okay, you know, Florida, everybody's kind of nice. They're like, oh, yeah, and, you know, you're not blocking anybody's view. I just don't get it. You know, the sand is a lot more rocky on some of the beaches in California, in Southern California, yet in Florida, it was smooth. And I'm not talking, I wasn't like Tampa, Clearwater, where we're talking Gulf Coast. We're talking Atlantic, Fort Lauderdale beaches. Amazing. So if you guys have a chance to travel, by the way, Fort Lauderdale is not that expensive. I would say check it out. And I didn't think I was going to be doing a commercial for Fort Lauderdale, but I just had such a good time, although I am really itching like crazy. These mosquitoes. By the way, check out the Everglades. So we decide to go drive down the Everglades, and all of a sudden my husband sees a big alligator on the side of the road. And I'm like, that's not an alligator, that's a crocodile. Get the heck out. He's like, it's not a crocodile, it's an alligator. And I go, but he's like, crocodiles are in the Nile. Shut up. Okay, so gator, alligator. So I guess alligators are in the Americas. Okay, that's how you could remember that, okay? Anyway, so there's this big alligator, and it was just on the side of the road. Now, we had just done some alligator stalking where there was little babies. There were like two little babies. We were like, where's the mama? You know, there were people on the side of the road, and I was really freaked out. And now, and I posted this picture on Facebook. Now we got an alligator up on the side of the road, but I got to tell you something, he looked dead. Alligators don't just sit there on the side of the road. But he was very meaty, but the eyes were a little glossy, and he didn't blink. So I decided to go right up to his face and take a picture. And I was like, ah, it was raining. But like I told you guys when I went to Alaska, what you do if you really want to mess with people on the road is pull over and act like you're seeing wildlife. Okay, then people come over and you go, can you see it? Look, it's right there. Like, look at the bear over there. You see the bear? Or, you know, in Alaska, you see the alligator? Can you see it? There it is. And people will lie to you and pretend they see it because they don't want to say no. So like, yeah, I see it. I see it. Then all of a sudden somebody else drives by and the guy that's lying goes, do you see it? It's right there. Do you see it right there? Everybody's faking it. You're just sitting there going, dude, I just pulled over on the side of the road. That's all I did. Just to, you know, all right. Anyway, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Lots of medical news.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bye now. Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. And look at that, we're getting more audio. Yay! Sorry about that, having some audio issues. We said goodbye yesterday to Nancy Reagan. This woman has always just blown my mind, and you know, seeing her pass, it was sad. Definitely sad time for us. She died in her home in Los Angeles. She's supposed to be buried at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi, California, next to her husband. There is going to be an opportunity for members of the public to pay their respects at the library. I apologize, I'm getting all this audio coming in right now. And she had unfortunately died yesterday morning of congestive heart failure at the age of 94. Now, congestive heart failure, as we've talked about, is when the heart can't do its job. It fails at doing its job. And it could fail at doing its job by a variety of things happening to it. But when we say somebody dies of congestive heart failure, it means the heart didn't work as a pump correctly for some time. And so when the heart doesn't pump, you end up getting a lot of backflow of fluid, either into the lungs or into the legs. It doesn't seem to give the person enough cardiac output. And, you know, she was 94 years old. And you know, people are now, as you can see, living longer and longer. But it's a shame because it looks like she kept herself very, very healthy. She had suffered several falls in recent years. I guess in May 2012, Fox reported that it was disclosed she had broken several ribs in a fall at her Los Angeles home 6 weeks earlier. Ronald Reagan, of course, her husband died back in 2004. I didn't realize how instrumental she was in Ronald becoming president. Okay. You know, they met acting. I believe it was on one of the, they were in a movie together back in the 1950s. I forget which one. And I guess, they eventually get married. I think she was his second wife. I don't really know much about, Ronald Reagan's original, relationships, even though he was married previously. And she was very, not House of Cards involved, but very, very involved. She was born July 6, 1921 in New York City. Her name was Anne Frances Robbins. So Nancy Reagan, Nancy Davis Reagan, used to be Anne Frances Robbins. Her father was Kenneth Seymour Robbins. He was a used car salesman. And her mother was Edith Luckett, an actress. So she became known as Nancy as a child. Her parents divorced when she was young. Her mother remarried Dr. Loyal Davis, who was a Chicago neurosurgeon. He then adopted her. She took his name, went to private school in Chicago, followed by Smith College. There she majored in drama, and then she began her career as an actress in stage, film, television. And then in 1951, she met Reagan. And then they got married in 1952. Oh, his second marriage, because he divorced Jane Wyman. They had two children, Patricia and Ron. There's some quotes that, you know, the Just Say No came from her campaign. The Just Say No anti-drug campaign. Very famous, very easy, very well done. So the legacy she has left, I mean, extremely impressive. Some of the quotes that the IB Times say that she's done, she said was, you learn something out of everything. You come to realize more than ever that we're all here for a certain space of time, and then it's going to be over. You better make this count. She also said, I must say acting was good training for the political life, which lay ahead of us. She said, it's true that when you're in the White House alone, it's a lonely place, big and lonely. She said the movies were custard compared to politics. I don't like custard, but my guess is custard was supposed to be like, okay, the movies were a piece of cake. Feminism is the ability to choose what you want to do. She said, my life really began when I married my husband. She goes, for 8 years I was sleeping with the president, and if that doesn't give you special access, I don't know what does. She goes, I don't talk about political matters. That's not my department. And so she was, many first ladies, very endearing. People were able to connect with her, you know, just like Jackie was for JFK. So I think Nancy Reagan, one of the best first ladies that we've had, and we will truly miss her her style, her strength, and her passion for the country, as well as her passion for the president that we have all been pretty passionate about. So Nancy Reagan passed away at age 94. All right. There's a rare blood infection that has already killed 18 people in Wisconsin, and health officials are pretty stumped by this one. Federal and state investigators are working to pinpoint the source of this outbreak called Elizabethkingia, which is causing a bloodstream infection through bacteria. State officials suggest that it may travel from person-to-person contact, but investigators are looking at environmental sources like water and soil. Since November, 44 people in southern and southeastern Wisconsin have tested positive for the infection, officials say. Most states see between 5 and 10 cases a year. Now, in Wisconsin, all of the sickened individuals have serious underlying health conditions, and they say the majority are over age 65. None of them are kids. So they have no idea where this infection is coming from, and right now they're investigating it. The CDC said state health officials are interviewing the 26 survivors and the families of the 18 deceased patients. They say even as they're grieving, they are providing information to help. The rare infection is caused by the bacteria Elizabeth Kingia. I've never heard of it. I don't think this existed when I was in training. I've never heard of it, but it exists. I guess there's something I didn't hear, you know, Elizabeth. Yeah, I would like to invent, you know, a virus or an STD, Dahlia-itis. I don't know. I think it would be pretty, pretty cool, you know, because then your name gets said a lot. Anyway, it's a common organism found in the environment. It's in the water and the soil. The bacteria, they say, rarely causes infections, but when it does, symptoms include fever, shortness of breath, chills, skin rash, health officials said. And the illnesses associated with this Elizabeth Kingia typically affect people with comprised immune systems or serious underlying health conditions. And the bacteria is named after Elizabeth King, the bacteriologist who discovered it in 1959. Okay, all right, now you see, all right. So it was discovered back in 1959. Her name was Elizabeth King. So she just called it Elizabeth Kingia. I think that's selfish. I do. Because, I mean, here's the thing, okay? You know, you're putting your whole name into the bacteria. I think things should be named either related to the Latin root or related to something that could remind you. I mean, okay, so my name is Dahlia Wax, Dr. Dahlia Wax. I think it would be stupid to have to say, yes, I was infected with the Dahlia Wax bacteria. I mean, I'd like to be famous, but not for that. More of an STD. That I think would be more fun, but I just think she didn't have to name it her whole name. All right, but anyway, that's where they got Elizabeth Kingia. Yeah. I guess, I know there could be an O.J. Simpson-ia, there could be a Arnold Schwarzenegger-ia. By the way, that's interesting. Arnold Schwarzenegger endorses Kasich. That was kind of interesting. That came out of left field. Politics were interesting this weekend. I saw the debate. I flew JetBlue back from Fort Lauderdale, so it was nice to be able to, see the debate. Because, I mean, what, that was like a five-hour flight. So that was kind of, I thought that, I always think it's pretty, I think it's pretty gutsy when you have a candidate that doesn't seem to win. All right, that probably doesn't have a chance. Kasich, I mean, maybe he'll win Ohio, but he obviously doesn't have a chance. But to see Arnold, okay, he could very easily align with anybody. All right, unless he thought the most political correct way to do this is to go with Kasich, I don't know. But I have to admit, that takes some cojones to say I support this person. I mean, I supported Scott Walker. I thought Scott Walker was excellent. You know, and so I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. Cruz made some gains this weekend. See what it's hard to watch the Republican establishment sit there and fight, and Democrats are kicking back. I thought the Bernie Sanders-Hillary debate was one of the better ones. They got a little bit more into it. At first, it looked like they were going to just agree on everything. And when it comes to Flint, Michigan, and what happened there with the pipes, which, by the way, I think is also probably an issue in multiple other cities that everybody needs to be getting the lead checked, it was nice to see that, or any other contaminants in the water, it was nice to see that. I'm just a little confused why nobody's bringing up the mayor. I mean, I know I understand that if the governor knew about this and whoever knew about it, should obviously needs to be held responsible. But who was the mayor during all this time, and why aren't we hearing anything? I think the Flint mayor is Karen Weaver. And so I don't know if they're asking for Weaver to resign. I'm not sure what's going on, but I'd like to know who was involved. And I thought that was a very, very good point that they both made, because if the CDC screwed up, okay, what are we paying the CDC for? Okay, or the EPA. Somebody should have said the water level was bad months ago. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I figured out the original mayor was of Flint was Dane Walling. According to TheGuardian.com, he was a Democratic up-and-comer and Rhodes Scholar, but they said he repeatedly vouched for Flint's water, claiming that he, his wife, and children drank it every day. That's right. Then the new mayor, Flint Mayor Karen Weaver, inherited this, and she's the one that vows to fight it. So that's why we aren't hearing for the resignation of the mayor, is because that mayor is already gone. All right. And then you wonder what other charges could... Okay, because so now they're focusing their attention on the governor. Let's move on. Some of you have called the phone line with medical questions. Let's hear what you have to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I would like to ask the doctor, what does she think about taking diatomaceous earth food grade? Of course, the food grade. I have seen my hair grow back, my cholesterol drop 30 points, my fingernails are strong. I'm 62 years old, and I think it's good. Do you think it's good? Thank you.
I'd love to talk to you live. I know I was out of town a couple days, so whenever you have a question, do what you did. Just leave a message on the answer line at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, the diatomaceous earth, pretty cool stuff, okay? So basically, what is it? Okay, this is from what I understand, okay? So the diatomaceous earth, it's made from, you know, okay, you got these little aquatic organisms called diatoms. When they fossilize... Okay? Some of them, they're like skeleton has like silica in it. And the diatoms and the silica make this sediment. Okay? And the sediment, will be in, let me see, they say actually, that it, let me just go back to these diatoms. These diatoms are about 30 million years old, and they're formed from the cementation of microscopic algae-like plant remains into the earth's surface. They're clay-like, chalky, and they are found in thick, white, silica-type powder. This combined is known as diatomaceous earth, okay? So what are some health benefits? Well, one, it's a natural source of silica. So the food grade is about 85% silica, and silica is a mineral that we need for our tendons, our cartilage, our blood vessels, our bones, and globalhealingcenter.com talks about this in a little bit more detail. And it basically, you know, silica is a very, very important mineral needed for the vitality of your heart, liver, lungs, etc. They said food was the primary source of natural occurring silica because in the soil, etc., before modern farming practices depleted it. They say we may only be getting one-third of the silica we need because of farming practices. So, you know, anyway, let me move on. So it's been touted as promoting skin health. Okay, people have been using it as facial exfoliators, toothpaste. I mean, they've been using it for a variety of things. Research has found that it can lower cholesterol levels, may encourage heart health. Some of the diatomaceous earth has calcium, silicon, sodium, magnesium, iron, other trace minerals. So it kind of makes sense from a, you know, from an animalistic point of view to be able to incorporate the earth and have part of the earth, you know, return back to your body. It's a natural pesticide. Apparently studies have shown that this powder can kill a lot of harmful insects that threaten crops and home life. And unfortunately, you have a lot of insects now that are resistant to the natural pesticide aspect of it, but it is supposed to be a form of natural pesticide. They also tout that it's an internal cleanser. They say it could remove intestinal invaders and other harmful organisms from the digestive tract. Now, I don't know much about that. They say some studies have shown diatomaceous earth to be successful of ridding toxic metals and organisms. I don't know if I would call it a chelating agent to that degree, but it's definitely worth looking at. Now, what are the risks, though, okay? You don't want to breathe this stuff in. You got to be careful with the powder. Okay? Because it could irritate the nose, the nasal passages, it could get into the lungs, you could get silicosis. So we don't want the dust going into the lungs. But with studies where they looked at what happens if you ingest it or eat it, not much criticism of it, okay? There was one study looking at lung cancers, and they had mice, this is according to npic.ors.edu, when mice were forced to breathe it for 1 hour each day for a year, there was an increase in lung cancer. Yet when they fed the silica or the diatomaceous earth to rats at a high dose for 2 years, no increase in lung cancer. So right now they think, okay, so far so good. In a rabbit study, they say researchers found no health effects after applying the diatomaceous earth to the rabbit skin 5 times per week for 3 weeks. They fed the rats high doses of the diatomaceous earth, no reproductive problems, no developmental effects. There was one study where the rats gained weight. That was when the rats were fed for 90 days with a diet made of 5% diatomaceous earth. But it appeared to be a rapid weight gain. But that's the only study I see of that. Guinea pigs, when they were forced to breathe the air containing diatomaceous earth for 2 years, they had more connective tissue in the lungs, causes scarring, difficulty breathing. But before the 2-year mark, no effects were found. They say a very small amount of the crystalline diatomaceous earth could be found in pesticide products, and long-term inhalation of the crystalline form could then cause the silicosis, the chronic bronchitis, respiratory problems. But they say the bulk of this diatomaceous earth that people are using is the amorphous, not the crystalline. And the amorphous may cause lung inflammation, but hopefully not to the degree as the crystalline does. So when the caller was talking about food grade, I believe that's more the amorphous form. So, here's the thing. If you like it and it works for you, great. My only concern is, who's selling the product and what is mixed in with this. I love the idea of you getting minerals. And getting minerals in the most natural form, to me, is pretty cool stuff. Okay? I don't think you could do better. My problem is, you go to the health food store, you go to some of these stores, and you see these products, and these products say they have compounds in them. Yet, then they have a whole bunch of other crap around it. And I don't know how the kidneys would take that. So if you go, look, I'm on a diatomaceous earth supplement, I can't tell you if it's good or bad. I have no idea what that would do to your kidneys or your liver. But saying I like diatomaceous earth or I take diatomaceous earth, that's good. I don't have a problem with that. And of course, still we need to, the more people that take it, then the more we'll be able to see. But, guys, when you talk to your doctor, medical provider, or you tell people, okay, you need to be 100% honest. Okay. When people say, I take vitamin C, what you're taking in oranges and bananas or I take a vitamin C supplement. Okay. To me, that can mean a little different. All right. I take diatomaceous earth. Okay, great. No, I take a diatomaceous earth supplement. There's a difference here. All right. I take in a lot of protein. Good job. You're getting your fish. You're getting your lean meats. You're getting your chicken. You're taking a lot of protein. You're getting nuts. No. I take a protein powder or a protein bar. That's different. So, if you do take anything, just please be as honest as possible with your medical provider so they know exactly what you're doing. Because here's the thing. If somebody goes, no, I took that and my doctor said, no, it's bothering my kidneys. There's no study saying diatomaceous earth is going to bother the kidneys. But if it's in some sort of supplemental form that can, that needs to be identified and then that has to be the talking point. You dig? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Keep the call coming.
I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so while I was at the talk show boot camp radio conference, I got word that, I mean, you all probably know more about this story than I do and clue me in. They found the knife that allegedly O.J. Simpson could have used to kill Nicole Brown's Simpson and Ron Goldman. The court, TMZ apparently reported that a construction worker found a knife buried on the perimeter of the former O.J. Simpson estate and is currently being tested by the LAPD in a top-secret investigation. They said a construction worker found the knife years ago. And the weapon was, I guess, a folding buck knife. Our law enforcement sources say the construction worker took the knife to the street where he saw an LAPD cop. He told the officer where he found the knife, and the cop took it. They say, according to TMZ, the cop who worked at the traffic division was off duty at the time, working security for a movie shoot at a house across the street on Rockingham. So the officer took the knife home and kept it for years. Are you kidding me? In late January of this year, after the cop retired for the LAPD, he contacted a friend who worked in LAPD's robbery homicide division. The cop told the friend about the knife and said he was getting it framed to put on the wall. This is crazy. This is so idiotic. He wanted his friend to get the departmental record number for the Nicole Brown System Ronald Goldman murder case, which he planned on engraving in the frame. Don't you go to, isn't that tampering with evidence and what? Anyway, we're told that, let me see, so I guess the retired cop was told by the police to turn the knife over. Other sources say the knife is currently being tested for hair and fingerprints and will be moved to the serology unit next week, where it'll be tested for DNA and other biological evidence. One source familiar with the investigation tells us cops who eyeballed the knife think it could have been blood residue on it, but it's hard to know without testing because it's rusted and stained. It's like 18 years old now, I guess. No. 94, almost 20, 21, 22 years old. So the investigation's top secret from what we understand. It's been logged into the LAPD's computer system outside the official case to maintain security. O.J. Simpson cannot be tried again because of double jeopardy. You cannot be tried for the same case. I don't know how that works when key evidence was missing. Apparently, Kato Kaelin. Has Kato Kaelin back in the news. I tell you, man, the guy's fun to watch, okay? Kato Kaelin was the house guest. He said he was astounded that a police officer would hide it. Why was it never turned in 1998? Kaelin was the one that was, you know, the famous house guest. He lived on the Brentwood property, not sure why. And he said this was the same property where the construction worker found the knife back in the 1990s. He goes, and here's a quote from Kato Kaelin, sort of like you think a police handbook 101 that you turn in any kind of evidence. To think someone wanted to keep something that possibly the knife, the weapon used in a heinous crime, why keep it? It makes absolutely no sense. He thinks the actual weapon might be in a bag that he was supposed to put in Simpson's limo the night of the murders, right before Simpson left for the airport. That bag was never found, and I remember it sitting there and him saying, no, I'll get that bag, O.J. saying that to me. So if the weapon does provide evidence linked to Simpson, who was acquitted of the murders back in 1995, Fifth Amendment prohibits double jeopardy. He cannot be tried for the murders again. I don't think he could be civilly suited again either. I don't think he could be sued again. I've been watching the O.J. Simpson, series on FX, and I have to admit they do a very good job, with the exception of, having the kid Kardashians all over the movie. It's a pretty, pretty good story. And they say there's one of the prosecutors in one of the episodes passes out. Looks like he has a cardiac event in the middle of the trial when he gets really upset about the witness. The witness list not being fully disclosed. They say that didn't happen within the courtroom. He had passed out outside the courtroom. But, they try to, even though they're trying to make it dramatic, they do a fairly good job. The one thing I don't think I ever understood or got an answer from when it came to the O.J. Simpson case was you have Ron. Okay, now understand, O.J., an athlete, very, very strong, if he did it, okay? You see the two bodies, and I could be wrong, okay? And you guys probably know more about this than I do. But you see the two bodies brutally murdered, and they're fairly close to each other. And you you know, we don't hear much. I don't remember much of there having been a fight. If there was a, you know, was this by surprise? What were they both doing outside? You know, there was a bath. She had, I guess, a bath drawn, and there was supposedly water, and, you know, water was in the bath, and there was candles and all that. But she was outside, either in a nightie or a dress, and then Ron was outside where the killings happened, and you just kind of wonder what, I don't know. I guess I would, you know, love some clarification on what they think happened. You know, was he outside arguing with her? Was she kicking him out of the house? Then all of a sudden Ron comes up. So he decides, you know, who did he stab first? If he did, I know he was acquitted. So it's, I don't know. I still have some kind of questions about that. I don't think they ever went through what happened and why both of them were outside and what, you know, what possibly transpired. I got to tell you though, law, I'm a doctor. Okay, so I've always been fascinated by law. And, you know, people think doctors don't like lawyers. We don't like lawyers that sue us, okay? All right? And we don't like lawyers that try to make a big federal case over something small. You take off a mole that's precancerous, you leave a little scar as you took off the mole, the precancerous lesion is gone, and somebody decides to sue for the scar. I mean, that kind of stuff drives us crazy. But I do have to say that I really appreciate law, and I appreciate the art of it. And watching how Johnny Cochran transcends from being on the sidelines to being a key litigator in this was fascinating. And the way he talked to the jury. What was his famous saying, if the glove don't fit, you need to acquit? It looked like he was very good at coming up with quick lines that would allow you to remember. And you know, one juror saying no is a hung jury. So we need to keep things simple. Right. Sometimes keeping things simple and keeping things memorable seems to work the best. And we do this in radio. We do this in TV. We obviously, it was done in law. Johnny Cochran, if the glove don't fit, you need to acquit. Even though I guess what happened with the gloves is the gloves shrunk with the rain. When they had new gloves from the same manufacturer, put them on Simpson, they fit. But I don't understand why that didn't work. I'm not sure what's going on with that. But it was something that was memorable. The jury remembers it. We all remember it 20-some years later. But medicine, keep it simple. You know, a lot of you complain that your doctor goes on and on and on, like on a radio show, all right, talking about pseudostratified columnar epithelium or esophageal lining or whatever. Sometimes keeping it simple, little snippets, little jingles, little whatever seems to work. Okay, that apple a day keeps the doctor away. That was brilliant. Whoever made that up was brilliant. They kept it simple. It rhymed. And people realized, okay, you got to eat your fruits. Eating your fruits and vegetables will keep the doctor away. So I recommend to any of you that are trying to have something go your way or trying to make a patient follow your advice or a jury follow your, you know, your, and again, you can't have a failed little snippet of something. Okay, I can't have a failed sound bite. But I got to tell you, man, sometimes keep it simple, keep it straight. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Berkey is your premier source for purified water. The Berkey Light System is portable, requiring no water pressure, electricity, or plumbing, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water anytime, especially during emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. This portable system can purify raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, even stagnant ponds. It removes bad tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, as well as organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful minerals your body needs. And you can take the power of Berkey with you when you leave home with a Sport Berkey. Get the Berkey Light System along with two Sport Berkey bottles, a $310 value for only $268 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $42 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.